Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show here. And getting back to the economy here, because that is something that affects every single person listening to this show. One way or the other, the deterioration of the economy is hitting you. Unless you are a member of the 1%, life is getting harder and harder, and you are seeing the proceeds of a lifetime of work that you thought you were building a future for yourself and your children. It's being siphoned off by the money junkies. Riches for the bankers, debts for the people. That is fascism, and it is by design. The system was designed to produce that result. Private central banks and debt-based currencies are tools of intentional enslavement of the people, rule by compound interest. And it's no more legitimate than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. Now, Thomas Jefferson had a wonderful quote. Jefferson's biggest hero of the founding fathers, even bigger than my own ancestor. Quote by Thomas Jefferson, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their money, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of their property until their children will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Thomas Jefferson. We were all raised to think that private home ownership was one of the blessings of life under the American system. Home ownership is dying. It's being murdered. We're being turned into renters, renters of homes, renters of our own roads that we paid to build. They're being sold off to corporations who will rent them back to us. Our critical infrastructure that we paid to build and maintain is being sold off to private interests who will then rent them back to us. And now Fannie Mae is starting to take all these foreclosed properties that have been foreclosed from American people. Sometimes fraudulently, oftentimes simply because the U.S. government used tax incentives to move the high-paying jobs to other countries. George Bush Jr. started it. Obama accelerated it, according to research done by the Hackett Group. And so Americans have lost their homes. What are they doing with their homes? Are they trying to put Americans back in them? Sort of, kind of. They want to turn them into rental units. No more homes for sale. We're going to turn them into rental units. Fannie Mae is selling 2,500 foreclosed properties in 8 locations to investors who will buy them in bulk and agree to rent them out, not resell. This is what Jefferson warned about, our children waking up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. We are tenants. We are no longer citizens. And despite this opportunity to sell all these foreclosed homes, Fannie Mae is still coming up short for money. They want another $4.6 billion in taxpayer funds, for which they will continue to take your homes and sell them to corporations to rent back to you. Amazing, just amazing. By the way, J.P. Morgan, one of the most evil and vile villains in this cartel of money junkies, has decided that clients that have less than $100,000 aren't worth bothering with anymore. You're just not profitable. They can't make enough money off of you. So they're not interested in anybody who doesn't have at least $100,000 in deposits and investments with them. Forget about it. Yeah, we're not. Go over, get a real job, whatever. Now, meanwhile, over on the other side of the world, Iran is now accepting gold as payment for their oil. This is a real shock to the U.S. government, which presumed that when they started sanctioning Iran and seizing dollars and blocking the traffic of dollars in and out of Iran, that that would be the end of it. Iran's just saying, we're not going to use dollars anymore. You want to sanction us for dollars? Fine. You can intercept all the dollars you want. We're not going to use them anymore. That will have repercussions. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. sure. There are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orexicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Wrapping up on the financial news here. The United States Justice Department is conducting a criminal probe into whether the world's biggest banks manipulated what is called the LIBOR. This is a global benchmark rate that is at the heart of loans, derivatives. It's basically the calculation on the fees paid, the interest paid, so forth and so on. If you're manipulating LIBOR, you're in a position to basically bring more money to yourself that you're not really legally entitled to. Now, it could be that this criminal probe by the Justice Department is going to be like the one into Goldman Sachs illegal currency swaps with Greece. It's just a way to stall and prevent any other investigations. But, on the other hand, in the last few months, we've seen over 100 top executives at the world's banks all of a sudden decide the time has come to resign or retire. And there does seem to be a little bit of a rats leaving the ship thing going on here. What do they know that we don't know? Is the possibility of LIBOR fraud prosecution the reason they're all doing the skedaddle? Or are they seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, that this little Ponzi scheme called private central banking and debt-based currency cannot be sustained much longer? And they know this next crash is basically going to be the end of the entire system. And they're playing this little game of musical chairs where the last person left standing gets escorted to the gallows by a very angry revolutionary mob. Now, we have been talking about the National Defense Authorization Act and its provision in law that allows the president to order the military to arrest American citizens without trial and hold them indefinitely. Well, yesterday evening, the White House released a paper. Ooh, it's a White House paper thing. And basically saying that Obama is making it a rule that they will not, in fact, detain U.S. citizens. They're going to exempt U.S. citizens from this law. It's a rule. Okay? Which means it doesn't really mean anything. A White House press release is not the force of law. But he's basically saying we're going to release, you know, we're going to exempt U.S. citizens from this law. Huzzah, huzzah, huzzah. And I know the people who were over there in Virginia who passed their law saying we will not enforce NDAA inside our borders are celebrating and saying we backed them down. I'm not sure. I think this is just another election year publicity stunt. And this rule that Obama has put out can be changed back just as quickly as he put it out in the first place. This is why the creators of this nation insisted a voting legislature create all the laws, and the president's job was to carry them out, not issue them. Now, this whole stunt is beginning to remind me of the story of Coco Chanel's feather. And let me explain. Before she became famous as a perfumer, Coco Chanel was a milliner, and she designed ladies' hats for the top of society. Every one of her clients came in. They were very wealthy. They wanted a hat that was unique to them. And so as each design was completed, Coco Chanel would take this garish, bright orange feather, and she'd stick it right in the middle of the hat. So the client would come in and say, oh, it's gorgeous, but, you know, I think that orange feather really shouldn't be there. And Coco Chanel would say, oui, oui, madame, and she'd pluck the feather out. And the client would wear the hat and go away happy, thinking that she'd had some kind of influence on the design of the hat. But the hat wasn't reality exactly what Coco Chanel wanted it to be. The bright orange feather was there to be taken out. So I'm beginning to think that maybe this whole thing about indefinite military detention of Americans was put into the NDAA so everybody would pay attention to it. And then at the right time in the election campaign, Obama could make a big show of reaching over and plucking that yellow feather out and discarding it. Because a lot of people weren't really paying attention to the rest of the NDAA. They were also focused on the bright orange feather. And Americans get to go home happy tonight. Yes, we've plucked out the orange feather with indefinite detentions. We've actually had some influence on the conduct of the government. But it's feeling to me like it's a fraud. And unlike Coco Chanel's harmless little hoax, which was over the instant the hat went out that front door, Obama still has this particular hat called the NDAA. And there is still a space in it for that bright orange feather to be stuck back in if and when Barack Obama decides he needs it. Just something to think about. It's all fraud, deception, hoax, and show business. And Coco Chanel's feather. Meanwhile, Obama may have some problems of his own he's got to deal with. Over in Chicago, there's this website called Illinois Pay to Play. And quoting the star witness in the Operation Gambat or Gambit trials of the early 1990s, it was an FBI sting operation. Robert Cooley was this witness who wore a wire for the FBI, became an informant in order to bust a lot of organized crime, is basically saying that Daniel Frawley supposedly gave $400,000 in cash to Tony Rezko, who then passed it on to the very young Senator Barack Obama. So there's a political corruption and organized crime linkage going into the White House that needs to be looked at, I think, a little bit more. Now, getting back to this whole NDAA and bright orange feathers and whether they're real or not when they get yanked out, Rolling Stone is running an article today basically confirming that Homeland Security, which is supposed to be about terrorists, has been keeping tabs on Occupy Wall Street and the need to control this protest, to control the protesters. Janet Napolitano's agency is supposed to be protecting us against foreign terrorists, not nonviolent demonstrators exercising their First Amendment rights to peaceful dissent and to petition the government for redress of grievances. This is right out of COINTELPRO. The government has this long history of finding reasons, rationalizations, if you will, to curtail our constitutional rights under the cover of often manufactured fake threats. Yes, you have freedom of speech, but we have to confine you to freedom of to free speech zones for public safety and to prevent conflict. And we know the government makes mistakes, too. There was this Egyptian who's been arrested by officials at the Cairo airport because he shows up on a database as a senior al-Qaeda leader. Case of mistaken identity. And the irony was he was flying into Cairo in an attempt to clear up the mess and have them take his name off the anti-terror list. And he got nailed with that one again. There is a new bill that is being discussed in the House of Representatives. It's called the Trespass Bill. And it is a, the House of Representatives have approved it. They approved it on Monday. We don't know what the Senate's going to do, but my guess is it'll probably be approved there. It outlaws protests in instances where government officials are nearby, even if the protesters do not know it. The House of Representatives voted 388-3 in favor of this House resolution. And basically, it gives the government the power to block all protests where it might inconvenience government officials and can literally allow the government to bring charges against Americans engaged in political protest anywhere in the country if there are government officials about. Well, what do you think the First Amendment is for? To talk amongst ourselves? The First Amendment is about freedom of speech, to petition the government for redress of grievances, and this law is saying, well, you can complain about the problems in this country all you want, we just don't want to listen to you. It completely undermines the intent of the First Amendment. They're basically saying, you can go talk and complain all you want, but we're going to make it illegal for you to do it any place we can hear it. Well, that part about petitioning the government for redress of grievances is that you're supposed to listen. And you are supposed to address our grievances. And the fact that 388 members of the House of Representatives voted for this thing should send a signal that the government is basically developing a bunker mentality. We don't want to see you. We don't want to hear you. Thank you for all the money and for all the soldiers you're breeding for us. But otherwise, just shut up and go home like the good little debt slaves that you are. Meanwhile, Representatives Issa and Maloney are proposing a new piece of legislation that will remove publicly accessible online research results that are funded by tax dollars. This bill, they're calling it the Research Works Act, would prevent the National Institutes of Health or any other agency from allowing their private sector work to be disseminated online without prior consent from the publisher and the authors of the study. So if this bill passes, it gives the government more authority to conceal from the public things that some corporation don't want you to know. And we know what this is being aimed at. This is being aimed at all the research coming out about the ill effects of genetically modified crops. It's being aimed at studies that link mercury vaccine preservatives to autism. And all the other problems with vaccine, they don't want you to have that information. You don't need to know, because it prevents you from buying what we want to sell you. We'll be right back after these commercials.
clinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
And welcome back to our show here. And that's a little bumper that was sent in by one of our listeners. We have a lot of very creative people listening to this show, and they send us little bits of music, and we try and fit them in there from time to time, so we share them with the rest of our listeners here. Another listener sent in a clarification on this bill about the about not protesting where government officials can hear. It was actually originally passed last year, then the Senate voted for it, but they added an amendment, and Monday's vote was the House of Representatives saying we're okay with the Senate's amendment. So it has been passed by both houses. It's on its way to Obama, who's expected to sign it because it includes a clause that makes it officially illegal to trespass on the grounds of the White House. I was always under the impression that was already illegal, just under the normal trespassing on private property laws, but they wanted a special, extra special law that makes it much more serious to trespass on the White House grounds, even though technically that belongs to the people of the United States of America. That's our White House. Those are our grounds. We own them. We paid for them. Same thing with the Congress and the Supreme Court. They belong to us, officially, technically. The government, really, if you want a paradigm for how this country was set up, the government is the custodian. The nation is, you know, imagine that the entire nation is like a factory or a business or a building that you own and that your stockholders own. And the government is the custodian. You give them the keys and you pay them and you give them an operational budget through your taxes to make sure the floors are cleaned and the trash is taken out and the bulbs are changed and everything's running smoothly. But that doesn't mean that that janitor can tell you what to do or come up and say, you got to give me more money or else I'm going to throw you in jail. And certainly that janitor does not have the right to start locking you out of sections of your own building because he's doing something private in there with adult magazines he doesn't want you to see on company time, I might add. And obviously the janitor does not have the right to say, look, I'm running out of money. I'm going to start selling the office equipment because I need more money. I made some bad guesses with the janitor of the building across the street and I gotta send him money, and I can't tell you why, but I'm going to start selling some of these extra electric typewriters around here. That's how completely out of control the government has become. They are supposed to be the servants of the people. They are the custodian of our national sovereignty. They are the janitor that is supposed to be keeping the roads and railways and bridges and power and schools and hospitals running perfectly, and they are failed. And it's time to fire them. Get new government in here. I keep telling everybody, we need a cash for clunkers program for the government. We take this old, inefficient, corrupted, rusted, nasty, smelly government, and we take it to the junkyard and we crunch it up. And then we get a check for $5,000 to go out and buy a brand new, more efficient government to replace it with. I think we're overdue for that. I really do here. All righty, let's see, moving right along. Somebody else also wrote in a reminder. We were talking about how the Representative Issa and Maloney were trying to pass this bill where certain information produced by the National Institutes of Health can be kept from the public. And a perfect example would be this story that came out today where they've now basically come to understand that some of the most popular prescription sleeping medications out there are linked to sudden death in the people taking them. They're saying people on these medications, while they're on the medication, you know, there's a fourfold increase in unexplained deaths. Now they can explain them. The problem is that these pharmaceutical companies are constantly trying to come up with something brand new and patentable because then they're the only ones selling it, and they put these huge commercials all over TV saying, you must come in and buy whatever it is they're selling. Because they're the only ones who have it. They can charge whatever they want. They're reaping huge, huge, huge profits. Nobody's interested in generics. Nobody's interested in natural, alternative, herbal medications, even though those are the source for a lot of these prescription pills. Valium is just a reformulation of valerian root. You can get it at any health food store. Digitalin is derived from foxglove. Aspirin comes from willow and birch. A lot of the medicines they're selling you come from plants and natural sources, but they process it, they put it in a new package, they stick a patent on it, and they make you pay 10 times more for it. And now we're finding out they're very dangerous because the changes they make to make these things patentable often produce undesirable side effects that very often aren't detected in the initial safety studies. The safety study is they feed the medication to an animal for 90 days, and if it doesn't die, they figure it's safe. And so people are taking it, and 6 months later, they start developing these serious problems. I mean, I'm convinced my youngest brother, who passed away this last September, he was doctored to death. We found two prescription medications he was on, which, according to the websites, you should never take together because they produce exactly the symptoms that he died of. So I'm still very lucky. I'm healthy, and I want to keep that way, and I don't want to let doctors and hospitals and pharmaceutical companies get their grips on me because it'll be all over. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
A new book with a provocative viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. And it's available now, today. Author, radio host, and research guru Howard Axtell presents his new book, The Human Food Factor. Our beliefs in harmony and hope are being replaced with fear and empty promises that simply don't hold water. False prophets bearing gifts continue to mold our planet in their own image for profit. They offer costly entitlements that we already paid for. Where did all our money go? Who took it? Who are they? Follow the money trail with author Howard Axtell and order a hard copy or ebook of The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com. This book is a must to connect the dots and to know the truth. To understand where America is headed, who is taking us there, and why. Do your part. Learn the facts. Order the book right now. Get a signed copy today on sale. The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What really happened?
All right, welcome back to the show here. And that's another little piece of bump music from one of the listeners. And boy, if you keep this up, I'm going to just turn into this egotistical monster. And so I'm trying to keep my humble polished up here. I've got more humble than any five of the radio hosts you're going to hear on the air here. Getting back to more serious stuff here. We were talking earlier about the TSA. I just put up a story at whatreallyhappened.com where one of the FBI's top anti-terror experts has gone public saying the TSA is completely useless. They've made air travel difficult. They've certainly destroyed tourism out here in Hawaii. We're all dying out here. And in its entire history, TSA has never actually caught a real terrorist. They've confiscated a lot of knives. They've groped a lot of people. They've given travelers and each other a lot of cancer. They destroyed a laptop of mine, for which they never apologized, I might add. But they haven't actually caught a terrorist, which is what we're told they're supposed to be doing. Another story just came in. Apparently, there was a situation at the Sacramento International Airport where the TSA workers at a metal detector just decided to walk away for a minute. And four people walked through, and TSA declared an alert shutdown. The airport flights were grounded for an entire hour while they got everybody out of the airport and ran them back through the metal detector again. Thanks a lot, TSA. You are really a blessing on all of our lives. May you die slowly of the cancers those scanners are giving you. Now, the White House budget cuts, we've been hearing about this, the new budget, the new austerity budget, where more money for Israel, more money for war, more money for all of that sort of stuff, less for the roads, schools, and hospitals, less for veterans, health benefits, and all, you know, all that stuff being cut. Now, the White House budget is going to cut the funding for NOAA's tsunami warning system. They're just, you know, all these mid-ocean buoys and everything that are supposed to warn when tsunamis are coming back and forth and heading for us. They're just going to start shutting those things down. I guess that's why the Department of Homeland Security is now scanning messages on Twitter and social networks looking for the word tsunami. So I guess it's a lot cheaper for watching Twitter and saying, hey, the ocean is coming into my house, and then they'll issue an alert and act like they're still in charge of things. Amazing here. Now, Barack Obama is making a deal with Israel. He's trying to make a deal with Israel that he will guarantee Israel's use of American bases in the Middle East for their attack on Iran if they will wait until the U.S. says to go ahead. Presumably so it can be timed for the optimum positive impact for Obama for November's elections. Personally, if I were the president, I'd be handling this just a little bit. After Israel says, we're going to go without telling you, I would say, fine, just we're not sending you any more checks. After all, if you've got enough armaments factories where you can sell to the rest of the world, you don't need free weapons from us. And if you go into Iran and Iran counterattacks, we're going to sit this one out. Thank you very much, because we lost enough of our children's lives in these wars you got us into in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other places. That's how I would handle it if I were the president. I think that's how Ron Paul would handle it if he were the president. If Israel wants to go on getting $3, $4 billion every year from the American taxpayer, you start doing what with the people signing the checks tell you to do. Otherwise, you fend for yourself. You go do your own thing. There's an old saying that if you want a dog to stop chasing cars, the best way is you let him catch one. See what it feels like. For 60 years, we've got Israel starting all these wars, and then they look to the United States to finish them up or to come in and reimburse for all the damage and destruction. Oh, we lost so many tanks in this war with Lebanon. Ah, don't worry, Israel. We'll give you another couple of shiploads full of them. So Obama is just trying to wheel and deal to get Israel to pull off on the Iran attack. He's groveling before Tel Aviv, and it's embarrassing. I think it's time for the United States to stop all this tithing or tribute, whatever you want to call it, to Israel. They have a very comfortable lifestyle over there. And we, the United States of America, are not responsible for what the Nazis did in the first half of the last century. First of all, because we were on the other side of that war. And second of all, because all those people who did all that bad stuff, they're all gone. They're all dead. And it all happened before we were born. And I am not going to be held responsible for and financially bled dry for things that happened before I was born. I want to focus my efforts on dealing with the crimes against humanity we see before us here, now, and today. If I were president, I would say, yeah, Israel has nuclear weapons, no more financial aid until they sign the NPT and allow IAEA inspections. Our ambassador, come on home. You deserve a vacation. We're going to give you some time off. No more dual nationals. You make a choice. You're either a citizen of Israel or you're a citizen of the United States of America. You don't get to be both. And you will live with the consequences of the choice that you make. And by the way, AIPAC must register as the agent of a foreign government. That's what I would do, which is why Israel hates me so much. Meanwhile, over in Israel, Israeli troops are starting to raid West Bank TV stations. They've basically gone in, confiscated equipment, basically shut them down. And Israel is saying they're broadcasting illegally. The Palestinian telecommunications minister is saying they had all the necessary licenses or permits, and Israel is saying they didn't have the ones we just made up this morning. And they shut down Watan Television, a small local private TV station, and the Quds Educational Television. This is a university TV station they shut down. Now, when I was in college, I worked at the university TV and radio station, not at the same time. It's basically it's training grounds to train students. That's all it is. When I was doing it back at Mount San Antonio Junior College, we were the boss jocks with the platters that matter. We were harmless. And yet Israel's starting to shut these all down. Israel's just throwing its weight around. Israel loves to prove how butch they are by picking on people who can't fight back. And when they attack people who can fight back, they say, "Mommy, Mommy, you in America, you've got to protect us from the mean old Iranians." All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I went to a viewing party when they had the Michigan and, you know, the Arizona vote. And, you know, the thing is, we're starting to talk about it. You know, in Texas, you know, we're so saturated with activism and patriots. There is no reason why Ron Paul cannot win Texas. If we just keep a close eye on the vote and tell the state party, we ain't putting up with your rigging anymore.
I got to tell you, you know, Super Tuesday is coming up, and that will basically cement the officially designated GOP candidate for us all. We missed our opportunity. We should have started hanging vote riggers from the streetlights all the way back in Iowa, and we wouldn't be in this mess. But I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to tell you this. I didn't even bother watching the elections yesterday. I already knew it was going to be Mitt Romney because that's what Wall Street wants. That's what Israel wants. And it will be. The vote fraud has never been more obvious and blatant in our nation's history. And they're just going to keep on doing it because they're not afraid of you. They have no reason to be afraid of you. They're going to go on urinating on your backside and calling it rain. And they're convinced that you will say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" So all right. Ron Paul is not going to be the nominee. He's not going to be the president, but I still think his staying in the race as long as he is done is doing this nation a great deal of good because it's putting the focus on the wars and the economy. It's making it very obvious that our elections are crooked, and at some point the American people are going to start standing up the way the people of Greece and Spain have done and said, "Look, if this government wasn't elected by me, why should I have to pay their bills?"
And that's true, but it just being like so angry. It's just like some people that sit there go, "There ain't no reason why Ron Paul cannot take Texas."
There is a reason. The GOP will not allow it to happen. Even before Iowa, the GOP as much as took out billboards saying he will never be the nominee. He should quit now so that we can talk about gay marriage and illegal immigration as the defining issues of the 2012 campaign.
Well, you know, the thing is, we got to pull the state Republican Party bylaws. Bylaws they got to register with, and you know, and there, you know, when they're changing the rules and the bylaws, they're not supposed to. They're violating their own bylaws.
Yeah, of course they are. They're going to lie, cheat, and steal to put the money junkies candidate in there. And you know something? They're giving Obama a second term because Obama is going to eat Mitt Romney alive with his record on, you know, flip flopping on everything. And he personifies the money junkies. And Obama is going to use that. Obama is basically playing the same game Richard Nixon did. Richard Nixon wanted to run against George McGovern. And so they went out and sabotaged any other candidate in the Democratic primary who could actually be a threat to Richard Nixon. Nixon ran against McGovern, and he won handily. We're seeing the same thing here. They're keeping Ron Paul out of the nomination because he's the one candidate Obama cannot defeat. Obama wants to run against Mitt Romney, and that's what he's going to do.
Well, what we need, Mike, is a hostile takeover. Just go in there.
We need a takeover, hostile, peaceful, friendly, I don't care. Just at this point, we need to fire this government. That's the only solution left. Because if we don't start fighting against these warmongers right now, we're going to soon have no choice but to fight for them from now on. And that includes our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. You go back to the Project for the New American Century. They were talking about a century of unremitting war against the rest of the planet. That's 3-4 generations of Americans who will know no time of peace.
Yeah, that's true. And the thing is, like with the bankers and Wall Street, I just think it's going to come a point where, you know, you can't legislate them out, that they're going to have to be, by force, taken out. And,
well, that's what John F. Kennedy used to say. John F. Kennedy, those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I don't like it. I don't want a violent revolution in this country. It's bad for the landscaping. It's bad for tourism, which is already suffering. I'd like to see the U.S. government collapse the way the USSR did. I am still focusing my energies in that direction. But if violence does come to the United States of America, I know which side I'm going to be on. I'm not going to put myself in front of the federal government to protect them from the consequences of their own policies.
Yeah, that's true, Mike. Like I say, I just pray, that when the convention comes around, that all the delegates know that it was a rigged game, and they tell the leadership, hell no.
Well, that would be really nice, but remember what happened in the 2008 convention, where any delegates who were there for Ron Paul weren't even allowed on the floor. And then after it was all over, the GOP said, oh, we're sorry. We really should have let them on the floor. And they're stealing this election right in full view of America. They're daring anybody to do anything about it. And, I would love to see Ron Paul in office. I mean, more than what he already is. I'd love to see him in the nomination. I'd love to see him in the White House. But I hate to be saying, yeah, I was right all along. But I told you months ago, they are never going to let it happen. They will steal it from him. If they can't steal it from him, they'll shoot him out of the nomination the way they did Bobby Kennedy.
Well, I just pray they collapse on themselves in the process.
Europe might do it. Greece might do it, because when Greece collapses and Eurozone collapses and all these banks turn around and say, well, the American people have to cover the credit default swaps, I'm hoping that's when the American people will finally have had enough. I have to be very honest. I really thought the American people were going to be exploding in anger before now. And I don't understand why they aren't. If we've been genetically modified where we can no longer feel anger and rage any longer, or if, you know, there's tranquilizers in our food. We know that fluoride is a mild tranquilizer. So if you're in a city where there's fluoride in the water system and you're wondering why you can't feel angry, that's probably a really good reason right there.
Well, you know, the thing was, when Mitt Romney comes to Texas, I'm going to say, I'm going to ask him, how can you be smiling when you know the votes have been stolen? And I'm going to see how he reacts.
Oh, they'll have the ushers escort you out of the room.
I'm going to say, how do you feel like when you know the votes have been stolen, that you don't really have the support? I mean, people ought to just do that. You're riding on stolen votes. I think people are going to have to start doing that.
He'll say the same thing that character playing the CIA agent did at the end of Matt Damon's movie Green Zone. He'll say, we're not turning around. Hey, we won. Because there's that mindset where any way that you win is okay, and it doesn't matter who else. Remember, Mitt Romney is part of the money junkie culture. They don't care about ordinary people. If they did, they wouldn't be bankers.
I just think we just need to henpeck them with it.
Well, I think they're not listening. They don't care. They don't care what you say. They're absolutely unafraid of you. I'm sorry, but they are.
Well, I just think we got to start, you know, getting at them, henpecking them. Even state party officials, start henpecking them. Why are you stealing it? Why are you, going to have to start seeking out the party officials and the and even Romney to say, your victory is empty. You got no support. I say, if you're really
a warmer. All they'll say is, you know, it doesn't matter. We got the victory. It doesn't matter how we got it. If they only had one person vote for them and that got them into office, they'd say it's a mandate.
Well, I gotta go.
I'm sorry, but you know, these are people who, for winning is everything, and it justifies itself however they get in there. So that's kind of what's going on there. All right, we're going to switch over here to D in Minnesota. Aloha, D. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? D, are you there? No, I guess we lost him.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, a few things. First of all, thanks for playing the end the Fed song. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to show Nadia that when she gets home from school. Secondly, if we only have Ron Paul and Mittens Romney on the ballot, or I'm sorry, not Ron Paul, but Barack Obama, Mittens Romney on the ballot, and we don't have another independent candidate, I'm staying home.
I think a lot of people are saying exactly the same thing, and that's exactly what's going to happen. That's how Obama's going to get his second term. The Democrats will
and that's polls, what they did, because they took the worst of the worst. I mean, this isn't even, I mean, they had to scrape bottom to find this garbage they got out here. And they put him on the ballot to just throw it to Obama for a second term. And it's something, I voted in every presidential election since 92, but if I don't see a good independent candidate on there, I'm going back home, to hell with it.
Well, even if there's an independent candidate, he's not going to win. The system is rigged against independents. It will be one of the two parties of the money junkies. We got to take a break. We'll be back with the last segment of our show after these words from our sponsors.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And just a couple of real quick stories. Over in Great Britain, there was a member of Great Britain's House of Lords, Keith Edkins, who basically made a comment that Israel will not go on forever. and it sparked this huge controversy. He refused to apologize and was forced to resign. And it basically tells us that Israel has subverted the British government to the same extent they've subverted the American government, to the same extent they've subverted the Canadian government, and presumably many other governments around the world, because no government has ever gone on forever in the history of planet Earth. All nations fall. Somebody wrote in and said, well, what about Greece? They've been there since ancient Greece. It's the same land, different government. Every spot on Earth has had multiple nations sitting on it throughout history. None more fought over contentiously than Palestine. You know, Hittites had it, then the Hyksos, then the Hebrews, then who knows what all else. Now, if this politician had said the United States will not go on forever, or Great Britain will not go on forever, people have said, well, we're not sure about that. But it would have said, yeah, it's a historical inevitability. All governments eventually become so corrupted and paralyzed that they will collapse. That's what happened to the Soviet Union. And even Thomas Jefferson wrote that his experiment in a republic with a democratically elected leadership was only going to last a century. Thomas Jefferson, who basically designed the United States of America, said it had a finite lifespan and would have to be torn down to make way for something better that would adapt to improvements in the world around it. Much of our present system of governance is obsolete in the face of modern technology. And so it's unrealistic to think Israel will go on forever, and yet this member of parliament has been forced to resign over stating what is an historical inevitability. And it's just a reminder of how much influence Israel has and how completely unrealistic their view of the world is. We're starting to see some reviews coming out about this new movie, Act of Valor, the one that was filmed with real U.S. Navy SEALs and big budget Hollywood production. It's kind of a replay of this movie called The Green Beret. It was one of John Wayne's last films when he was still being the super patriot, rah-rah America, even though he was already dying of the cancer he got out there at the nuclear test site during the filming of The Conqueror. And the reviews are basically rather scathing. And I think one of the best comments came out of this one that we posted to whatreallyhappened.com. It says, this movie is just designed to make the audience to want to go out and start killing people, as are, sadly, many of our computer games these days. And the problem with real warfare is there's no reset button. There's no rewind button. You don't get to eject the disc if it's not going the way you think it ought to be going. Sort of the modern version of All Quiet on the Western Front. All right, we're going to take off here right now. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Hug your loved ones. Support Ron Paul. Support the Occupy movement. Support RepublicBroadcasting.org and all alternative media. And Aloha, America.